What physical sensations do you experience when you feel trapped? So far, we focused on common anxious what-if thoughts. But for many people, the physical symptoms of claustrophobia can be just as bad or worse. Many people with claustrophobic tendencies experience heart palpitations or feel their chest tighten and find it uncomfortable to breathe. Some feel faint or wonder if they're going to pass out. Other common symptoms include blurry vision, headaches, stomach aches, nausea, shaking, and tingling sensations throughout your body. Along with these physical sensations, many people with claustrophobia begin to feel out of control. They begin to feel detached or disconnected from their body. Sometimes a combination of physical sensations and anxious thoughts can develop into a full-blown panic attack. Today, I'm going to teach you the next step in your new response to your anxiety of feeling trapped. This response involves running after and demanding more from the sensations that scare you. It can be very helpful for those times when your anxious thoughts escalate into a state of panic. So, let's say you're in a situation where you have already tried to accept and allow your anxiety, but it isn't working. The anxiety is still spiking and you feel on the verge of panic. You're maybe standing in a busy crowd at a concert and all you want to do is get away from everyone. Or maybe you're in your car in traffic and your heart is pounding so hard. Or it could be sitting in the cinema and waves of panic flood you as soon as the lights go down. At this point, it's time to pull out the big guns. Your task is not only to accept your anxiety, but to run after it as fast as you can and demand more of it. This is the paradoxical step that helps to shatter the illusion of threat that haunts you. Demanding more is the most empowering statement you can make to your anxiety when you feel so out of control and about to panic. Think about the picture of your anxiety character that you created yesterday. Imagine your anxiety character in your mind and see yourself actually running after it. Don't let it get away. Your mission is to catch it and make sure it sticks around. Not only do you run after it, but you begin to demand more of it. Tell your anxiety that it's not doing a good enough job of scaring you. You need more of these anxious, trapped feelings. You need more of these physical sensations. Can you see your anxiety character in your mind? Can you see yourself running towards it, demanding more of it? Imagine yourself saying to anxiety, "I'm feeling trapped, but I wonder what it would be like if that feeling was even worse. Make me feel even more trapped, more constricted than I already am, anxiety. Go on, I dare you." Get angry if you like, as anger can be a useful way to flip you out of fear. When you feel your anxiety tip over into a sense of panic, tell your anxiety that it has 21 seconds to initiate the panic attack that it threatens. 21 seconds to do its worst. You're not telling your anxiety this, but actually demanding it. 21 seconds to get as bad as it's going to get. But if after 21 seconds nothing has happened, it must stop making empty threats. Whatever the issue is that you fear, it must happen within the 21 second time frame. If your heart's going to explode, then it has 21 seconds to do so. If you're going to stop breathing, then you've 21 seconds. If you're going to faint, 21 seconds, but absolutely no more time than that, anxiety. By setting a specific time frame, you turn the table and establish clear boundaries of control. In short, you call panic's bluff. If it were a poker game, you'd be asking your anxiety to show its hand. You say to yourself, "I'm not going to waste any more time and energy worrying about this situation. I've had enough. I'm going to be generous and give my anxiety 21 seconds to get as bad as it's going to get. But if after 21 seconds are up and nothing has happened, then sorry, the opportunity has officially passed. Now, start counting down from 21, but nice and slowly. Don't rattle it off as fast as you can. Really tease it out like you did when you were a child playing a game and you never wanted to reach zero. Teasing it out is key because it allows you to feel generous. You're really giving your anxiety every chance possible to do its worst. So when you get around number 5, break the last few into fractions. So it might go like this: 5, 4, come on anxiety, 3, 2¾, 2½, 2, 1¾, last chance now, 1½, I really can't wait any longer, 1, 0. Sorry, too late, we've run out of time. This countdown works because it places you in charge of the nervous arousal that you feel. It helps you to re-establish control. You learn to trust that there is no threat and that you are safe. Incredibly, you've demanded that a panic attack should happen, and it did not. You demanded that the sensations you feared most should do their worst, and nothing. You're still alive and well and in one piece. So, now that you're armed with the right tools to tackle trap situations, I want you to go out and practice today. Use this audio when you're out and find at least one situation that triggers some level of feeling trapped. That might be to find some traffic to get stuck in. It might mean going to a busy shopping area. If it's flying you fear, then find an elevator to practice in, as that will create a similar claustrophobic feeling for you to practice. Use your imagination to find a situation today that will trigger enough anxiety for you, and practice. You don't have to do something really big. We'll be setting bigger goals later. But for right now, I want you to go and do one thing today that gives you an opportunity to put the steps we've been covering into practice. No matter how panicky you feel, you're going to be okay. As you ride the wave of anxiety through to the other side, you will experience this to be true. Each time you're successful, it will give you courage and confidence for the next time you feel trapped. It does not matter if the practice today does not go totally to plan. It doesn't matter if you feel you failed. The most important thing is to take steps to face your fear and practice. Every time you do so, you're moving towards your recovery. You aren't going to let anxiety chase you down any longer. Now you are the hunter, not the hunted.